Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? This is not Devin Tilley. This is your automated bot talking to you. Just kidding. We are going to really talk about some fun stuff today, where we're so stoked to talk with John Sibley, who is the CEO of a venture-backed startup leveraging the latest in AI and NLP technology to deliver pre-construction software solutions to residential builders that they call True Built. And this is with a T. They're really doing it. A super cool guy that was on Team USA as a passionate guy. He was on the USA water polo team and has a really cool story. And it's so timely as him being the founder at True Built. And we're going to talk about the main message is that AI is coming for construction. But tribe, I think we all raise our hand and say, it's scary, but it doesn't have to be so scary. Thinking about it as augmented intelligence, this is one of the words on the pre-interviews that I'm really fascinated to get his perspective on that talking track around augmented intelligence. It's a crucial to harness the positive parts of artificial intelligence and how can the machine automate the worst parts of the workflow while still helping humans, us, the Art of Construction master facilitators, leverage our decades of expertise. And how this is going to benefit you is that True Built is leading the way in bringing this augmented intelligence approach to the construction world, starting with pre-con. They work with some of the largest GCs in the world and some of the subs that are as small as 10 people. Anyone can benefit from faster, more accurate pre-con because that directly drives profitability for projects and all the stakeholders. And so my perspective is that I raise my hand and say, I've heard about ChatGPT. In fact, I'm actually have a conversation with my own team, Mountain View Window and Door, tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about what's the technology behind it and how could it be applied to your world in construction. And to do that, let's go get an expert who's really living that, because how can we harness the power of AI to grow our business? So without further ado, let's learn about how we can utilize these tools. Never forget, you builders and affiliates, we're here to connect the right construction technologies and products. But the most important thing to begin with the end in mind, it's the right handshakes. Lock and load, tribe. John, welcome. What's your favorite beverage?
Thanks for having me. Excited to get into it today. Favorite beverage, I got to say, sparkling water. It's going to sound a little highbrow, which is not my personality whatsoever, but love trying different sparkling waters. Probably my favorite to date is Topo Chico. Very, very sharp bubbles. I don't know why, but I absolutely love that.
You know, my wife has got me into those as well, and I probably need to have a few more of those and a few less bourbons, so I can appreciate that. Yeah. What is a favorite place that you've traveled?
Yeah, so I've been lucky to travel all over the world. I know in the intro, mentioning my USA water polo background, I've seen a lot of countries, but mostly only the hotels and the pool that I was playing in. So didn't quite always get to experience it as fully as I wanted. But as part of water polo, I did get to live in Australia for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Actually, two years in a row. And that was the most incredible experience of my life. And, you know, I think Australia is a funny place. You have great people, beautiful setting. And then everything there is trying to kill you. Snakes, spiders, alligators, bull sharks. So it's this weird kind of balance that the people there live in. And I loved every minute of it. And, you know, we'd love to live there again someday. And, you know, definitely we'll be back. We have a ton of friends there still. And
That's a good perspective. We did our honeymoon in did 2 weeks of the South Island of New Zealand. And I did it as the adventure capital of the world. And it's like all this stuff that's so beautiful and so many people, but a lot of things that pretty adventurous. So well said on that.
Yep.
So what do you like to do when you're not working on NLP or natural language processing or AI or all this super cool stuff we're excited to talk about on breaking down these silos that we passionately call the art of construction?
Yeah. So my favorite thing in the world is my morning routine with my wife. Well, you go to a studio workout called F45. I don't know if you've heard of it before. They're all over the world. What I love about it is that you can have someone who, like myself, former college athlete, or someone who's just getting into fitness, who's maybe, middle age and, hasn't, done as much working out, and everyone can do that workout together. And it's this great, great team environment. And, my wife and I, we go probably 5 to 7 times a week now. And, every morning, stop at our favorite coffee shop afterwards, go walk the pier. I live in Huntington Beach, beautiful place. And that just sets up my work day perfectly. And yeah, maybe it doesn't quite qualify as a hobby, maybe more as a routine, but, it's also kind of all I have time for right now. And, it's just something.
Well, good
that's
on
so
you. I talk about getting you, putting your best foot forward. I appreciate that story. What is your story that led you to being the CEO of Truebuilt?
Yeah. So my first introduction to the construction industry was having immediate family, including my dad has a subcontractor. And that's where I first understood the inherent tension between GCs and subs. And, I can't say that software or even AI will ever fully fix that tension. But I do think when it comes to pre-con, the earlier we can plan, the better we can plan, the more we can be aligned before we get on site, the better. And we can kind of tweak those levers to really make it a much more smooth process downstream.
I love it. So what is Truebuilt? Unpack this for us.
Yeah, so Truebuilt's really using the latest technology in artificial intelligence, machine learning, natural language processing. Those are things I want to talk about a bit more. But really, we're focused on that pre-construction workflow, creating the first modern end-to-end pre-construction software. When I talk to our customers, our advisors, potential customers, the first thing I ask them to do is list out all the software they're using today to complete the pre-con process from takeoff to estimation to bid management to permitting, on and on down the line until you get to that kind of subcontract digital invoicing phase. And I'm always struck at how much they have to use this patchwork approach and work with different vendors to really complete that full solution. It's, all of the software is on-prem. It's not on the cloud. You can't collaborate on it. The software doesn't talk to each other. What ends up happening is everyone comes back to Excel, and I'm sure your listeners know that well. And Excel is great. It's cheap. It's very, very flexible. But when we're talking about Truebuilt, we're building that end-to-end pre-construction platform that's modern enough that it can also be very, very flexible and robust and really replace multiple software that's being used today.
I have to to come on this call, I was showing Excel and talking about how the pivot tables and all this stuff with all these things where we're trying to figure out how to condense, this 20% of the items that you'll document, the 20% that gets you the 80% of the results is the coaching I've got from the Entrepreneur Operating System. And I continue to talk about that, but I have to raise my hand and say, I had to Google, or I could have said to ChatGPT, what is NLP? And I'm just going to be totally blunt and honest with the tribe. And that's what I try to do here to say, if you speak it, you speak it. But if you never really have, you're kind of scared of this stuff of what is NLP or natural language processing, natural language processing. When you say that 7 times for the first time, it's like, oh, I get it. And what is your background around that?
Yeah. So when I graduated from UC Berkeley in 2014, like a lot of people who go to college around that area, joined the software space pretty much immediately. And during that time, the most intriguing company to me was this company called Quid that specialized in natural language processing. Basically what NLP is, and we'll use NLP and natural language processing interchangeably today, is machine learning that gives a computer the ability to understand, interpret, manipulate, comprehend, and now fast forward 7 years, generate human language. And if you think about large and small organizations over the last 20 years, one of the main things they've done, whether on purpose or not, is collect data. Most of that data that has been valuable to organizations in the past is structured data, numbers, quantities, still super, super valuable. But they have thousands or millions of data bits that are also based in language. And so having this ability to come in with NLP tools to contextualize that data, extract out the most important things and most valuable items from them, it is massive. And I think what we're seeing with, ChatGPT and some of the other new software that's out there, is this ability to really interact with that data at a human level, even though you're engaging with the machine. And I think that's what's most exciting to me about this new era we're entering with NLP and machine learning, is that bridge between the human machine has never been more sturdy, never been more as short as it is now. And it really creates that that sync between the human and the machine. And that's similar to what we're trying to build out at Truebuilt for the construction industry.
Yeah, I guess that's the part of you don't know what you don't know. And boy, you can be jaded by what you think you know. Like, I just thought ChatGPT is all of that, where it searches the internet and does all this stuff. But how is it doing all that stuff? I think that's the part when people are seeing this stuff for the first time, they're just totally overwhelmed, just like they already are so overwhelmed with their patchwork of all this stuff, to say at the end of the day, what is your process when you start asking those questions? So right. We talk about NLP, how does that relate, or does it relate to ChatGPT?
Yeah, so ChatGPT is grounded in NLP and a combination of NLP and machine learning. I think what ChatGPT does very, very well, two things. One, on the back end, they're able to process, analyze large data sets. Instantly. Anyone's experimented with ChatGPT, and I'd encourage your entire audience to do that at some level, knows how fast that can be. It can instantly analyze large data sets. In OpenAI's case, their data set that they're typically working with ChatGPT is, the whole of the internet, and this massive data pool where to source information. But the second thing that ChatGPT does that I think is really underappreciated and really what sets them apart is this ability to interact between that data set and a human via a chatbot. Like that's never really existed before, and that's one, creating all sorts of new adopters and all sorts of new customers for them, and two, allowing the machine to learn better over time because so many more people are inputting into ChatGPT as well.
So much to comprehend there, because it's almost like this wasn't there, and then it's just there, right? And that's why we were so excited to have this podcast with you, because you had mentioned, if I heard you right, it was like 2015. We're in 2023 recording this thing. So how does Truebuilt utilize NLP technology?
Yeah, so let me give a bit more history on NLP from my perspective. In 2015, we were using NLP technology to comb through social media posts, consumer reviews, news articles, and analyze the sentiment of the consumer was what we were mostly doing. And you see this with ChatGPT a little bit as well, but in that kind of use case that's used by a consultant or an ad agency, that information, that output from the machine is directional, right? It can be like 60 to 80% right, and say, one of the projects we worked on, for example, was evaluating the response to a Super Bowl ad. Across all of these different data sets, Twitter, Facebook posts, reviews on that product during that time, news articles about that product during that time. So you're coming through all these different, data sets to understand the sentiment. And our tool at the time, Quid, could visualize that and kind of rate that sentiment, and that would be the output. But that's very, very directional. ChatGPT can be much more specific in the answers it provides, no matter what the data set is. And at Truebuilt, we're taking that a step further because our data set is very specific to construction and our NLP models are specific to construction. And so if you think about a blueprint or a spec book, 80% of the way there doesn't get you anything, right? A spec book, a blueprint, the extraction of that data and information needs to be 100% right 100% of the time. And so what we're doing on the Truebuilt side is training our models across thousands and thousands of spec books and blueprints. So it really understands the construction industry and has all these data points that are specific to construction. Because if I go into ChatGPT, it's going to comb the entire answer, the entire internet, to really search for what I'm looking for. If, some questions I can ask on Truebuilt are as specific as, what's the right mixture? What's the right percentage of fly ash to have in my concrete mixture? Or based on my historical projects, what type and thickness of gypsum board do I need for this particular project? If I ask ChatGPT for that, it's going to comb the entire internet. It's going to give you an answer and you'll still be able to interact with that answer. But it's not going to be specific to either your data or specific to construction. And at Truebuilt, we're bringing NLP and machine learning to construction in this way, first by being able to read and analyze spec books. And then secondly, what we're prototyping now is being able to read and analyze Blueprint in this much more automated way.
I genuinely appreciate that answer because it helps you bracket and understand when people are seeing it for the first time, like of what the different tools do, right? And the riches are in the niches, and we'll get to that at the end of this podcast. And that's what you're talking about here, right? Just because you can doesn't mean you should change your whole business model to ChatGPT and throw out all of your cobbled up messes that you're using today. So what I want to do next is dive into a deeper into some use cases around Truebuilt and niche in where you can really talk about ways where you have been an Art of Construction master facilitator, really leading this charge and using that in some case studies. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So our pre-construction managers and estimators that are on the platform today, when they're looking at a new project that they're either going to bid out or they're looking at winning a new project, they're starting with that rough order of magnitude scope sheet, and they're pulling that together typically from their historical data, you know, what they've done in the past, and two, from the spec book, you know, whatever, you know, depending on who the architect is and designer is and everything, you know, whatever state that spec book is at the time, they're cobbling that together to really start forming their estimate. And then from there, they'll be reaching out to subs and trade partners to, you know, really complete that estimate. So what we're doing on the NLP base is starting to query that spec book very, very quickly so you can extract some of that data, extract some of those line items immediately instead of you having to manually comb through that. I think where it gets a lot more exciting, though, and this is what we're working on right now, is number one, on the takeoff side, can we use image processing, which is slightly different, right? Machine learning for image processing to read and analyze a blueprint, extract those quantities automatically, and then have that feed our estimate as well. And then the third part of that is, you know, how do I harness my historical data? Like I said at the beginning of this conversation, every organization, even outside of construction, has a ton of structured and unstructured data. We need to build tools. Collectively, we need to build tools that allow us to harness that data. And we really think NLP and machine learning is going to be a big part of that for construction. Kind of the last piece of this, though, you know, we talked about this earlier. This AI idea is very, very scary to some people. And I've been in some meetings with advisors and customers where there's almost this like visceral reaction when they hear the word AI. And, you know, what I always say is that we think of it as augmented intelligence. A lot of our customers have 30 plus years of experience on site in the back office. They know their developer owner, they know their subs, they know how this project should be run. We need to build machine learning and AI enabled tools that can automate the more annoying parts of the workflow, like combing through a spec book, and then pair that with the human intelligence and really allow our customers to bring in their expertise. And we think that's the perfect balance of man and machine, you know, to put it simply.
Man and machine. And that's the part we're all scared about. And it's been fascinating over the years when we get to the last question of the crystal ball. It's fascinating what people say around that stuff over the since 2014 of doing these conversations. Who is your target clients?
Yeah, so our target client right now has been general contractors that are doing about $8 million in revenue and up. You know, typically that's kind of the price point we see where, you know, someone come in and they're using that patchwork approach to software. They do have a need for a quicker and more accurate way of doing pre-construction. We are seeing this really cool network effect because we do have that bid management piece to our software as well, where you're sending out bid packages. And that really creates this network effect of, you know, more and more subcontractors and trade partners are getting access to Truebuilt, or at least finding out about Truebuilt from the general contractors that they work with. And so act two of our product development is, you know, creating these AI tools for trade partners and, you know, really figuring out how we can support both sides of the ecosystem. Because again, that visibility and alignment when it comes to pre-construction is so crucial to the eventual profitability of the project and, you know, really the profitability of every stakeholder that's involved.
And it's absolutely crucial. What we call the Art of Construction master facilitators to the warriors out in the field, It's connecting that field to the office. A lot of that tribal knowledge does not get brought back full circle. And if you're just going back to the bid book again, you're missing the whole point of this thing.
Right.
Because it has to all come together of the different targets. So good on you for taking the platform for actually connecting, you know, the different handshakes and the different parts of the puzzle together. So here's the question that I kind of want to put you on the spot and just say, how will Truebill change the way construction businesses operate?
Yeah, so I think there's two things. One, our mission is to increase the speed and accuracy of the pre-construction workflow from takeoff to, you know, eventually soft awarding a subcontractor and signing a contract with that subcontractor. I think more importantly, though, because of where pre-construction sits in the workflow of the entire construction process, and because of what Truebill is doing for pre-construction, we can go up and down that workflow because, you know, and this is in the future, Truebill's going to have all the data on how much this project is supposed to cost, how much this is project has historically cost. And three, you know, all these stakeholders are already engaging on the Truebill platform. Like ensuring that you have all those stakeholders who are working together and are aligned really allows us to go up and down that construction workflow. So getting into procurement, getting into some of the on-site, you know, we want to be that end-to-end solution. Obviously, that's going to take time, but we think the way to get there faster is through AI and natural language processing, because again, you as an organization already have a ton of data you're sitting on that can better inform your business. It's just how do we extract that data out at a much faster clip than, you know, you manually analyzing it.
All right, I'm going to raise my hand and say, okay, I hadn't really understood this until I saw ChatGPT and blowing my mind.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, is this the tool? And now I'm learning, okay, there's a lot of different things out there, right? So are you the only tool like this? You're the first one I've talked to. Good on you for being an Art of Construction Master Facilitator. Of the 300 plus podcasts I've done, I've never done one like this. So you're the first. Are you the only one like this in the construction space? And if not, what makes you unique as we're figuring out these niches from this, all the news around ChatGPT?
Yeah, so we're not the only one who's thinking about it. I think we're the fastest to implement it. I am aware of some startups and some legacy competitors that, you know, are somewhat thinking about this and, you know, interested. Like we talked about ChatGPT, NLP, very, very buzzy right now. And it should be. It can be a huge, huge value add. Where I think we differ is, you know, number one, from a feature and product perspective, like providing that end-to-end workflow, we already have that data in one place. Our customers can access that data, and now they have a faster way to access that data. The second thing is a philosophical difference, that approach of augmented intelligence. One of our competitors in the space is trying to just fully automate the takeoff process. And, you know, I think that'll work for, you know, a very small project or, you know, something that's a bit more straightforward, like a warehouse. But we really think that's the wrong approach. We think that blend of man and machine, the augmented intelligence, bring in that industry knowledge, bring in those years of experience. Like that's the way we can all collectively win with AI. And, you know, again, to get back to that broader point, this is not something you should be scared of. This is something you should harness. If it's through Truebill and, you know, kind of the pre-con space, great. But even beyond that, you know, play around with ChatGPT. I think it has great use cases for marketing, for developing sales scripts, for a virtual assistant if you need that. There's so much you can do with ChatGPT itself. Like, at least play around with that and, you know, start to understand the possibilities and, you know, be open to those possibilities.
What a great guiding light, right? And I've been getting some of those as well. In fact, having that conversation tomorrow of just asking what questions could you ask? Because now Scott Hicken, who has been helping us with this whole thing behind the scenes, said you have to really get good at asking questions now and asking mm-hmm. really good questions, because if answers can just jump out in front of you, it's like this race. And I'm one of the guys that has been like that in construction. I'm always just, how fast can I solve the problem? How do I get an
right.
answer? And now you have to change that mindset, right? If you can just ask really good questions, the answers will come.
Yeah. And to double click on that too, it's not just the question that you're asking. it's the series of questions that you're asking. And I think where this goes from here is that the machine is going to know the right question that you should ask next. And what we've built on TrueBuilt are prompts that lead you to ask the next question.
Absolutely. And that's understanding the personas, how we're all, us humans are different, right? But that's what also makes the world fun and special. I spent a lot of years, I always struggled with designers and architects because I'm not a good designer and architect, but who they are is different than, you know, in understanding going down those classes of DISC and all those different things, understand who you are and others are. When you ask a question into these algorithms, if you will, you got to make sure you're asking the question of the persona and what you want to get the question of who the answer should go to. That's the part that I've really been fascinated by. And I think that's really playing off where you're saying speaking construction instead of speaking the internet, if I'm hearing you right.
Correct. Like so developing TrueBuilt directly for construction and then having that tool improve over time as we grow ourselves and continue to have more and more data sets on the TrueBuilt platform.
I love it. So in the pre-interviews, you mentioned, and you said it at the beginning of this conversation, of that TrueBuilt is more of an augmented intelligence than mm-hmm. artificial intelligence. And can you expand a little bit more on that? Because I think that's really what we're talking about here.
Exactly. It's an approach to how we build. We need to have a very, very flexible yet robust tool. And when we think of what AI can take over and what AI can do really well, 20 years ago, that was processing structured data and, doing the numbers. Now that AI and machine learning and, for lack of a better word, the machine, quote unquote, can do a better job of kind of unstructured data and, jobs that typically were mostly performed by humans, we have to figure out what is the right balance because, our customers have such a vast knowledge of industry because they've literally been on site for 30 plus years. You can't replace that, at least not now. And I think it's very, very important from just a build philosophy, a software build philosophy, that we understand that we have to balance, where the machine can automate things and, where humans need to come in with their industry knowledge and expertise. And I think what we've built so far and what we need to continue to build on, does balance that perfectly.
Well said. So as we work on kind of closing this thing out and get to our final questions, I'm super excited for these questions as I've asked them over 300 times. And I always talk about begin with the end in mind. And it's kind of this crazy break through the ceiling right now where I've been asking these questions for a long time. And it's kind of like all these snowflakes and unicorns that are all maybe actually coming together in this crazy world right now. But how do you think things like AI, machine learning, NLP, et cetera, how do you think this will affect entrepreneurships or what we call the art of construction master facilitators in general?
Yeah, so it's going to speed everything up. It's going to allow you, if you're asking the right questions, like you said, it's going to allow you to get access to more accurate information and categorize and sort through that information faster. You could literally type into ChatGPT right now, how do I run a better Windows company? Design me a business plan for the next 10 years of how do I grow this Windows company? These are things that the machine can help with. That there are also things that you can ask, like, can you write me, 10 Twitter posts or LinkedIn posts so that I can start sharing that with my followers and hopefully get new business that way. And then from, a pure software perspective, one of the cool things OpenAI is doing as well is, allowing users to actually generate code. And this is only going to get better and better. But I could see some of your listeners, some even small general contractors someday in the next few years being able to say, I need software that does that. I'm going to ask OpenAI or ChatGPT or some version of that to write code for me so I can actually stand up software, stand up software for much, much cheaper. Obviously, there's still some nuance there. But again, that's a balance between man and machine.
It's just mind blowing when you think about how much time is spent doing in today's world of what you're talking about. So you better be paying attention if your job is just to create a bunch of automated preloaded stuff. Like seriously. And I've always questioned that for a long time and struggled with that, right? Because we're trying to figure out how to build with the T better projects, right? Not just talk about moving unicorns around, right? So the question that I've been so excited for, John, for you to ask is, what is your crystal ball when it comes to the future of technology and construction?
Yeah, AI is coming from for construction. I think when we look back 5 years from now, AI will pretty much be a commodity product across all industries. It's going to be like the internet 3.0. Everyone is going to be using AI at some level. I think there's this unique opportunity for general contractors, subcontractors to enter this space, to be on the cutting, even maybe bleeding edge of this, and really have this opportunity to come and be the first adopters of this technology and be able to scale up their business, automate workflows, and really improve their profitability by harnessing this technology first. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, maybe it all evens out because everyone, it's like when everyone started using the internet, it's going to become a commodity. But right now, there's this unique opportunity. And I think when you think about not just ChatGPT, but tools like Truebolt that are, tailored to a specific industry, working with someone like that can really get you a leg up into this world.
How awesome. And what is the one thing you want to leave our builders and affiliates to think about to go out there and crush it and grow their business?
Don't be scared of AI. It's coming. It's going to be here. And I think there's that unique opportunity to harness it right now. I think I mentioned this earlier, but I would encourage anyone, just go play around with ChatGPT. It's free. There's a paid version, but you don't even need that. Just go play around with that and start asking it, questions that you want answered about your business. You can even ask it what questions to ask. It's quite advanced, and I think you'll start to get an understanding of what the possibilities might be. And we're almost at this frontier stage right now where the product and technology is continuing to develop, but it's continuing to develop at a much, much faster clip. And so the sooner you can get familiar with it and start playing around with it, I think the better opportunity you have as a business and as honestly an individual to set yourself up for future success, because it's not going to be something that fully sneaks up to you. It's kind of if you think about cell phones, obviously a cell phone in 2008 from today, very, very different. But it didn't sneak up on you. Apple released a new version of it every single year and it got better and better. And, in some ways, when we talk about that mind machine connection, that already exists, through your phone. And as we continue to develop, AI, NLP, machine learning technologies, that's only going to increase. And, I would just advise your listeners to not let that sneak up on them. Be aware of what's possible and really lean into what's coming, because it's coming whether you like it or not.
John, thank you so much. It's so timely. We're all wondering, we've heard about it, but how do we go use it? Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Information overload. We now have a tool. I am so jazzed about this because it's what's in it for me. And in construction, it's about the specifics. I loved at the beginning where he talked about, 80% okay on the plans is worthless. It's not okay. And I can tell you very few plans are even close to 80% okay. And now if you can go to ChatGPT and ask it everything, do you think we maybe need to bracket this out in a different way now? Because I start by questioning myself and you, is everything on the internet correct? And then getting into the specifics, I could not agree more with him. Focusing in, the riches are in the niches. If you can begin with the end in mind with pre-construction, we can quickly cut through the crap. And then he started talking about things like image processing to automate and combining that with the spec book. I cannot imagine how that in a great way is going to let the Art of Construction master facilitators be master facilitators. And that's where we're at in this augmented world right now, is we can see this light at the end of the tunnel, but it's at the end of the tunnel. And this augmented intelligence, that is my favorite talking track that our boy John helped us with, because that is tribal knowledge and gold. Because humans with technology is here. And the part that we talked about, where I'm always highlighting our warriors, the people in the field that are actually trying to do this stuff, where in most projects, they do it once and then someone comes out and screams at them and then it's wrong and then they do it again and have all this tribal knowledge where they've gotten very good at doing all this stuff. But a lot of times that stuff doesn't get documented for obvious reasons. And so we have to cut this crap out of all these digital builds and get into the physical built projects. And then I really question myself, and we're all questioning it, really fully automate. Really, that's really how this thing should go. It should go from nothing to everything fully automated. That's why we're such fans of what John's talking about, because it's the humans with technology. And the question I'm asking myself here over and over, and I'm sure you're doing the same: how are you using your data? How are you harnessing your data? And are you having as much fun as possible with that data? If you're being open and honest, a lot of it's a bunch of crap. So we have to figure out how to augment the humans and the bots to really do better builds, and figuring out that balance of knowledge and transferring that knowledge. And I'll leave you with this, tribe. I don't know. I've been saying for 25 years, just 3 years from now, this technology is going to take off. But he says 3 years from now, the internet 3.0, everyone will use it. I remember when I started this podcast and people are like, what is the thing that changed technology? And they're like, the cell phone. And I'm like, and then it turned into the computer in your pocket, that actually the computational power was really there to use it. And I say, why would you not, if you're listening to this podcast, why would you not be a true built affiliate? And the sooner that you use it, the sooner that you're going to be leading Internet 3.0 and not have this cobbled up mess that we're all figuring out how to move forward with this thing. Tribe, what a great time to be in construction, because it's here. Let's go back to having as much fun as possible and actually building projects from the right source of truth. John, we're such big fans of what you're doing over there at TrueBuilt. Thank you for sharing your story and be part of the Art of Construction tribe. Crush it out there, team.